311. Good afternoon. Welcome to the 311 radio show here on VOB 92.9 FM. Trust you've been having a wonderful Sunday on this beautiful day, regardless of whatever is happening. Make it a good one. This is Krista J. Paul, and of course, it's the 311 radio show with the Barbados Fire Service. We have two officers with us today. We have a Fire and Life Safety Officer Kevin Sobers.
Good afternoon, Barbados.
And we have Fire and Life Safety Inspectorate Supervisor Andrea Williams.
Good afternoon to everyone.
All right, good to see you both. How are you doing?
We are great.
We are fine.
Yeah. As you see, it's just the two of us today, so today should be a nice, peaceful, and quiet day, since we don't have the others here with us today.
No comment. How has it been for you during this period of pause?
It is, I can finally get to do things that I normally would not have been able to do. We've adjusted how we work here, and with that additional time that you may have on some days, it means then that some household chores or outside stuff that was being neglected for some period of time can now be looked at. Can now go for a little stroll in the morning to exercise and get a little fitness.
All right.
So far, so good.
All right. Okay. And how's it there at your station or on this, the stations around the nation?
Extremely quiet. Because now you will see a lot of persons traversing, coming in and out. And now with certain persons not being here, with persons being on pause and not coming, it means then that some other projects which we have been fighting to get done for some time can now get some additional loving and attention.
Oh, well, that's one way to see it. Is that your, what about you, Officer Williams? Yeah.
Things have been really quiet here. Right now we're hearing our own echo in this room, but we still have our, our work to do. So that's what we'll be doing.
Yes. And hopefully it will be a quiet period in terms of house fires as well. And, we definitely want to be able to use this time to reiterate the message of, safety and fire prevention, Officer Sobers.
Yes, please, definitely. The year would have started on a rough note. We had a series of house fires and commercial building fires or near misses. And we're just going to appeal to Barbados, like we have been doing for the past couple of weeks, as it relates to paying attention and being precautious, observing the protocols and the fire safety tips that we've been hearing for the whole of 2020 and before that, to ensure that all's well that ends well.
Wonderful, yes.
So we started on the right foot, so we can end it on the right foot. So those house fires, let that be that period. But as of now, we've seen in the news all the persons who have lost their homes and all their memories, unfortunately. And hopefully that would have stirred up to those who are reading to pay more attention to their own fire safety and their own precautions to make sure they don't lose track or give up at this point in time. No retreat, no surrender.
All right. Well, that's a good way to look at it. So we definitely want to just encourage people to apply the safety precautionary steps, because we want to emphasize again the need for ensuring that not too many plugs are in one socket. And we want to just remind people of these tips.
Definitely. Also, too, I know 2020, you've heard of a lot of persons who would have lost their lives, unfortunately, in the same house fires and stuff. So I think that's the area that I'm going to start on as it relates to having an evacuation plan. One, we always hear us talk about EDIF. EDIF is not somebody's grandmother. EDIF is exit drills in the home. And now with having so much person's home, I'm encouraging parents and everybody who's listening to make sure that everybody know what is the plan to evacuate in the event of any emergency. if you have children, now the time to sit down and discuss with children. Okay, well, we're going to go home. In the event that this happens, this is what you will do. This is how you will get here. This is where you will go to. And when I say go to, I'm speaking to having a designated meeting place, a place that is away from your home, where in the event that there's a fire or anything, that your children know and everybody knows, this is when once you get outside of the house, you go straight to this area and call the emergency number, whether it be 211, whether it be 511, 311, call and inform them, and you stay there until an adult or your parent come and they see you. Don't move from there, because once everybody gets there and they see that you are not there, they're gonna automatically assume that, God forbid, that you're still in the house, and that may, because of panic, it may cause one of them to remain in the house looking for you, or the fire service coming on scene and having to go and be in looking for you when it is that you're on the outside. And to those parents, yes, you may panic, but regardless of what happens, I'm encouraging you not to ever go back into a burning building. Once outside, stay outside. Don't go back. If it is you would have bought something brand new and it cost you $1,000 and you want to go back inside for it, no. Regardless of what it is, once outside, stay outside. And to you children who are listening, even if it is your favorite toy or your favorite pet, even if it is that, God forbid, and you should not be playing with matches, but God forbid you were doing something you know you should not have been doing and it started the fire, don't go and hide under the bed or in the closet. Regardless, once there is a fire or anything, get outside as soon as possible, and anything else can be dealt with after.
Those are very valid points, you know, Officer Sobers, because I'm thinking that you would have maybe even gone on a scene where there would have been people who would have tried to venture back inside for some kind of possession, some kind of material possession that is not worth them risking their life going in for. Do you see this happening often? Or heard of it happening often?
The thing is, I have not been on the scene for a little while, but in my time, yes, you have seen it on a few occasions. And the thing is, it's very hard to calm down someone who's in a state of panicking or worrying or stressing because of not knowing where a family member is, or someone who wants to go back inside to bring out some furniture or bring out certain things to save because they fear that everything's going to go up in smoke after they work so hard, or they may have just going to buy a whole nice set from Quartz or Manning's or something, or Massey, and they don't want all that money to go to waste. But at the end of the day, those things are replaceable. You are not. So I'm encouraging you, regardless of what it is, once you're outside, to stay outside and wait until the fire service comes. Let them know everybody's accounted for. If it is that someone is missing, let us know once you get on the scene. But don't ever go back into a burning building, or even if it's just smoke.
Well, how then would you advise people in terms of their loved ones? You know that your elderly grandmother is in the home. You know, you get home just in time to see smoke and or some kind of fire happening. How would you advise people on how to entreat with that?
Right. The thing is, at this point, everybody or every home should have smoke alarms and an extinguisher or two. If it is, you know, got home and you go in the house and you observe a little smoke or a small fire in the small, in the incipient or the beginning stages, and you know that it's something that you can manage and you can control, then sure, go ahead, use the extinguisher and try to extinguish the fire. The thing is, before you even get into action to go and use the extinguisher, the first thing you should do is to alert everybody that there is a fire and to get out. If it is, you know, you have someone who's elderly who may need assistance, then your first priority will be life over property. So the first thing you should do is be trying to get those persons out of the building in case that something happens and the fire gets out of hand. So once you get home, you have someone who may be vulnerable or may not be able to assist themselves. and the fire is still small and it's incipient stage. Shout fire, fire, press the fire, a smoke alarm, whatever the case may be, but make sure you alert everyone that there is a fire to get out of the building and assist those who may need assistance. Once you get outside, contact the Barbados Fire Service and let them know this is the position. And the thing is, I can assure you that the Barbados Fire Service, for those who do not know, when I joined fire service, I remember those 3 months of training. The first thing you had to ensure was you had to get your full bunker suit on in under a minute.
Yes.
So once the call is received by Barbados Fire Service, the same time the dispatch contacts whatever station it is that may need to respond. And I can assure you, unless it is that the truck for some reason decide that at the moment it's not going to start, Barbados Fire Service within 2 minutes or even a minute, because most cases once you hear house fire, we move even quicker. Once you hear house fire, in a minute, the fire service will be responding. And not just one station, it may be two stations or depending on what the case may be. But once we receive that call, we will be responding. So it's not a matter of you saying, oh, the fire service can take 3 hours or a whole hour to get here. No.
All right.
A minute or 2 minutes, we'll be on our way. And while I'm there, let me plug in to those persons who those drivers, once you hear an emergency vehicle, kindly pull over to the left, whether you're on the left side of the road or right side of the road, kindly pull to the left to let the appliances or the emergency vehicles pass to get to as soon as possible.
Yes, yes, yes. My goodness. Listen, these are things that, you know, we just need to emphasize. We haven't touched on it in a while. So it's important for people to remember, because we are at home right now. Yeah, some of us, or many of us, are home, working from home, and we just need to pay attention. We need to pay attention to our surroundings, to definitely get that emergency plan going and the drill going, let the children know what is supposed to be happening. Yes. And in the event, God forbid, of a fire. So then you just spoke about if the fire is small enough. But what if it's growing and you know that there is a loved one inside the house? How should you entreat with it? Because, you know, it's not as if it's a sofa that, you know, you can say, you know what, let it burn. But how should one, is there a proper way to proceed?
Now, the thing about Barbados is whenever we respond to an emergency, when we get on scene, the community spirit activated.
Yes.
You see persons who, even if they're not speaking or they're not in the best speaking terms, you will see them trying to assist and getting the fire out or get it under control. That is fine. But ensure that you call and you inform the Barbados Fire Service, one of the fire. If it is from the time you realize that there's someone who's unaccounted for or you don't know where they are, call back again and let them know, this is the person I called before. I cannot find this person, and it's a possibility that they may be in the house. So that way, the control room attendant or the dispatcher will then inform the appliance on the scene that further information received from the area they're going, from Bushall Fire or whatever the case may be, that someone is on the call for the possibility of having to perform a rescue. That way, those on their plants, their mind turns from just going to put all fire to, all right, this is what we're going to do. When we get there, this person do this, this person do that. So that by the time we get there, we're already activated and ready to go straight into rescue mode. Because the first thing we're going to focus on is life as opposed to extinguishing the fire. So all this information assists